Welcome to Streams of Income with self-help author Ryan Rieger. For the next hour, you'll hear proven methods for how to live the multiple income streams dream. Ryan is passionate about helping others discover their gifts and start their own business. He's published 5 books, and his courses and group coaching programs have changed the lives of thousands of students all over the world. Ryan's books include Private Label, The Easy Way, Finding Your Grace Place, and his latest, Streams of Income. And now, here's your host, Ryan Rieger.
Hey guys, welcome back to the Streams of Income radio show. I'm your host, Ryan Rieger. Today we're chatting with a returning guest, my good friend Christy Hertzler, who is now a high performance coach. She just went through a program and she is doing awesome. She's somebody that has sold on Amazon, is selling on Amazon still currently, but is following her passion of helping others. And so in this episode, we're chatting about becoming a high performance person and the 6 pillars of high performance. So everybody wants to go higher in their business, in their life, in their relationships. And this is not just about business either. This episode will help you no matter what you're trying to excel at, to go to that next level. We're all trying to get to that next level, aren't we? And so this episode will be really helpful. She's going to go through some questions. So write those down, but also there's a download that you can get that has those questions already. So if you're listening in your car or you're out walking, don't feel like you're missing out, because you can go get that download and go through those at your own pace. And I encourage you to go through those, think through those. This is an episode where you might want to go through slower. You might want to go back and listen to it and go through those questions and really think through it. So that will be at streamsofincomeradio.com. This is episode number 75, and you can get that download. So here is my interview with Christy. All right. Christy, welcome back to Streams of Income Radio. Is this number 3 now?
No, number 2.
Number 2? Okay.
Number 2. I'd love to make it 3 though, because you know I love
talking. Totally do that. You're good at talking, and you have a lot to awesome stuff to say. That's why I have you on, of course, because you always bring value. And so, guys, of course, she's the, I don't know if that's the right word, queen of the mindset. And we talk about how important mindset is. And so tell us what you've had some new things coming. You got new certification. Congratulations on that. And content about being a high achiever.
You know, it's on a road to personal development. I'll talk about that too, but you know, it's this lifelong journey for just personal development and wanting to be the best version of myself that I can possibly be. And so, you know, we've talked about this a lot. My family is like the most outside of my faith is the most important thing to me in this world. Mm-hmm. You know, I, Dan and I have been married 36 years and we have 4 kids, 3 children in heart, 2 grandbabies that are my world. And I just think that I have this burning passion that God instilled in me to serve people. And so I may be a high achiever. I think it's more just that I try and pay attention when I feel like God's talking to me, and I try and listen. And sometimes I do better than others, but on this particular thing, I think I listened in the right way.
Good. Well, I'm eager to hear. We got some stuff to share with you guys, or mainly Christy does. I'm going to be listening in with you all, but we have we're working together to, 99.9999%. Well, I guess 100%, I guess you could say your content you've been learning. I guess I just help you bring it to the world a little bit. But excited to hear a snippet about that, because I think it's really going to help a lot of people in our groups and in my community.
Yeah. Yeah. And we're actually going to talk a little bit about high performance today.
Cool.
And that meshes in with the topic of mindset. I mean, it's actually taking one snippet of mindset and taking it a little bit beyond that, maybe.
Wonderful.
And for anybody out there, like my version of high performance is really about succeeding beyond the standard norms. Mm. You know, first you have to know where you're at, you know, where you're at right now and what it means to succeed beyond where you're at right now.
Yeah.
And that it's not just now, it's consistently over the long term. And that means that high performers are very consistent in their behaviors, their habits. We're going to talk a lot about habits today, not just now, but over the long term. Mm-hmm. And while they were succeeding, they maintained both their well-being and their positive relationships, which I think that's also
So it's not about like hustle, 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 nose to the grind. Oh, never going to see my family for the next 6 months because I'm building this business. Awesome. Nope.
No. And in fact, it's the polar opposite of that. It's about, that. You know, and in fact, the coaching that we do, it's about a process that explores all of the ways that you can reach that heightened and sustained levels of performance, but also the potential in your life. And I think that that's pretty important too. And when you increase your level of performance, you feel more confident, you feel more joyous, you're more enthusiastic. I know I am for sure. but you're also more purposeful and you're more fulfilled. And I think that those are things that are pretty important. And through the coaching process, one of the things that I learned is that you can discover some new beliefs and some new strategies and some new tools that can help you join, you know, the world of the world's most successful people. And you can get the results that you're looking for, but without frustration and burnout. So
love it. Let's dig into it. Tell us about it. So you said it was the six pillars of high performance is what we were calling this.
We're going to talk about the six pillars of high performance. And I'll just let you know right off the bat, we're going to touch a little bit on the science of it first, because it's important. You know, the science of it is understanding the why is as important as understanding the how. And then, you know, we're going to be talking about each of those six pillars and just asking a ton of questions and also explaining it to you. So we're going to talk about, there are actually six secrets that are the six pillars of the world's most successful people. And I imagine anybody that if you're listening to the podcast, you're probably somebody that's already striving to be your best. I mean, that's why you listen to this kind of stuff, right? Yeah. Especially someone like Ryan, who to me, like besides being my dear friend, is just the epitome to me of somebody that's continually striving to be his best and to serve in the best way possible. And so if you're listening to his podcast, I'm assuming and guessing that you're someone that's like that as well. And you're trying to expand and maybe create greater abundance and joy and love in your life. And I don't know, maybe you're looking for maybe better connection and contributions to the people around you. That's something that I'm always doing. But the reality is that sometimes getting to that next level of success is hard. I mean, it's difficult. And, you know, you might be dealing with your own bad habits or your own fears. We all have those, your own judgments of yourself. And let's be honest, the aftermath of this last year, it's been a really difficult year for so many people. So if you're listening today, because you're looking for that new something, that next level, maybe even some new strategies or habits or some things that you can do on it, not just you know, now, but on a daily or weekly basis to really transform the quality of your life. If that's you, if that's why you're listening today, then I'm really happy to be here to talk with you about that and about what I've learned about these secrets of these most successful people that live this really balanced and congruent life. And it's what I really love. So
yeah. That's awesome. For those real quickly that have not maybe heard of you or maybe haven't watched the episodes you've been in, you started selling on Amazon and now you kind of follow this path where you're still doing that. You've kind of got that bolted down. That's something that is almost, I don't know if maybe is this the right word or not, autopilot. I mean, you're still working in that business and pretty much, but you found your passion with helping people. Mindset and your new coaching program.
Yep, 100%. And in fact, the Amazon business has allowed me to do this. It's given me the income to be able to do this and focus on it without having that pull of outside influences or outside finances. You know, that would keep me away from being able to really focus on this and because it was a really rigorous certification process. Sure. And required a great deal of my focus. And so, but yeah, it is in the Amazon world. And while this coaching that I do, high performance coaching that I do is certainly not specific to Amazon or only for Amazon. It's certainly something that can be utilized in every aspect of your life and in your world. But it can also, even though we don't actually talk about Amazon, It's very, very, very helpful in being able to talk about Amazon.
Yeah.
And for those people that are working in that arena. So
awesome.
Yep.
I'm eager. Let's dig into the six pillars.
Yep. The six pillars. And we're going to talk about some stuff that might seem, you know, it's like Debbie Downer to start with. So I'm just going to preface that. Okay. We're going to talk about that first. Because one area we're going to be talking about today is why is it that most people fail? Because that's a question that we, you know, that we sometimes ask ourselves, even if we don't realize that we're asking ourselves that. And it is really important, because if we can figure that out, then we can get to some success and momentum, even just from listening to this podcast. Yeah. You know, you don't even need to do anything beyond that. Just listening to what we're talking about today can help you with that. Mm-hmm. And I want to share a little bit about the science of high performance, because reaching long-term success really is possible for you. And reaching long-term success where you're actually still taking care of your health and still have some positive relationships around you is totally possible. And I think sometimes that is something that kind of gets left behind. And there is a true art and science behind what comes from one of the world's largest studies ever done on high performance, which is where I got my certification. Mm-hmm. The really good news is that there are some strategies that you can really implement right now. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to be asking you a bunch of questions today. And the purpose of them is really to help you grow and to really get some insights into how you can reach the next level. Like I said, just even in listening to this podcast. Mm-hmm. And how you can do that without having, you know, so much burnout and frustration. You know, you're talking about, Ryan, about Amazon sellers. You know, we're coming off of the fourth quarter where a lot of people are feeling burnout and stress. You know, that's just such a busy time of year. And so, you know, we need to be able to marry these two pieces of being able to be a high performer, but not having that burnout and not having that frustration. Mm-hmm. And it's really been life-changing for me personally. And just maybe there's some new ways for you to approach your days or your weeks, your relationships, how you approach yourself. Mm-hmm. For some new ways to think about yourself and your own ability to get ahead. I mean, those are some of the things that we're going to be talking about. It's part of why I'm so excited that people are listening in today. I think it's an important topic. You and I talked about how it's an important topic. Mm-hmm. And we're really going to break it down into what we call the six pillars of high performance. Mm-hmm. So you know specifically where you need to focus right now. You know, what's important for you right now.
Yeah.
So I want you to do yourself a favor. Even if you're not a journal person, I want you to break out your journal or get a piece of pen and paper and really get ready to learn a lot about yourself and about how you can finally really break through to the next level. And Ryan, I would really encourage you to do this as well.
Sure. Yeah.
And I'll be honest, it's not always easy. And I know that. I know it's not always easy. Our purpose today is really to ask, what do the world's highest performing, most successful, most fulfilled people do differently? You know, what do they do differently than what you and I do? And how can I emulate them? How can I make my life more like that? And it may seem that not a day goes by where you don't see somebody on either Instagram or Facebook or at your workplace or out in your neighborhood. And it seems like they have life a lot easier than you do. I mean, how often do we do that? I talk about this a lot, how we compare ourselves to other people and wonder why we don't measure up, because we see the best in them and the worst in ourselves.
Yeah.
And you might look at them and think they might have more wealth or a better car or better career than you do. Mm-hmm. You might know, or maybe you just think that they've achieved things that are beyond the level that you're at. And that's really not saying anything negative. It's just that there's a lot of different levels of people in terms of their achievements and their accomplishments, their wealth, their influence, and actually what we view as success in those areas. And we're always in that mix. I mean, every one of us out of 7 billion people, we're all struggling to get ahead in some way, in some area or aspect of our life. But what is it that those who are at those top levels, that top 15%, what are they doing differently? You know, we want to ask ourselves, maybe you're thinking it's always about where they're from, how lucky they are, or maybe they have some different approaches to their life and career that generated, you know, that different quality of experience, or they're a higher level of wealth and influence or happiness. But today we really want to figure out what they do differently. And so again, get your journal ready. We're going to be covering that. And I really think that, you know, if you pay attention and you really ask yourself these questions, Go along, you know, re-listen to the podcast if you need to, and you probably will want to, but really dive down into what we're going to be covering. And I think you're going to see some breakthroughs in your personal life. And I do want to talk about the fact that it's not easy to succeed at the next level. It's not. You already know that. If that weren't the case, we'd already be at our top level. We wouldn't be listening to this podcast. You'd be at that place already. Yeah. But you're striving, you know, you're working hard, just like we all are. And we realize that there's really three huge and really actually sometimes some debilitating problems that people face. And it's really why it's not easy to get ahead. Because we face these types of things all the time, like every single day. Mm-hmm. And one of those is fear. You know, we face things like fear. We want to put ourselves out there more. We want to take that risk. We want to try that new business opportunity. We want to hire that team. We want to go for it. You know, maybe we want to seek investment. We want to get support. But putting ourselves out there and showing up consistently as our most courageous self, we know that's not always easy, because sometimes we have stories in our head that don't support us. Sometimes we had, you know, maybe some things happened to us in the past that prevents us from really being able to go forward today. Sometimes when we're facing the unknown, we fall back on those old stories or that place of comfort that keeps us stuck, and we don't push as hard as we know that we could, or really as we should, or maybe even as much as our family or our friends or our coworkers really need us to do, because we're worried about what will happen if we really go for it and we fail, or we lose reputation, or we can't handle the struggle, or we go through all the effort and it doesn't turn out well. You know, we hear this in our Amazon group, in the Legends group, where, you know, where we have people from, you know, that come in at the same time and they have different levels of success. And some of that lack of success happens because people are rooted in that fear of what might not happen. And it keeps them from moving forward. And these are real concerns that people face on a daily basis. And I know that it's scary. It's scary for me. It's scary when your back is against the wall, when you don't have the finances that you need. Mm-hmm. You know, I know it's scary when you have a lot of obligations and you feel stressed and overwhelmed. Yeah. I know it's scary when you wake up to face a day and you're thinking to yourself, I got to do this all over again. You're kidding me.
Yeah.
You know, really?
Yeah.
And I know it's scary when you might not have the support maybe of your spouse or maybe some of the people in your neighborhood or some people at work. Fear is a real thing. And we've got to deal with that on an hourly, daily, weekly, yearly basis. And here's the thing, high performers have figured out how to deal with that. And we're going to talk about some things that you can do in your psychology that might help you with that as well. And it's a big issue. It's one of the things that I focus on as a coach, and it's making sure that people deal with this. You can't bury it, that they're conscious of it and that they know where it's stopping them and that they face it as their best self. I really focus on making sure that they show up more consistently as their most courageous self. And I know that's something that you're working towards doing, you know, so I celebrate everybody here for listening to this podcast. And being open and willing to maybe face some of those issues and those fears. We also know that another huge, awful, debilitating problem that people face today, especially today, is fatigue. A lot of people burn out on their way towards climbing that big mountain of success that they're looking for. And success isn't just about financial success. It can be in relationships. It can be in your health. It can be in so many ways. But, you know, they work super, super hard and they get a lot of momentum going and they make it about halfway up the mountain and then they're done. You know, they're overwhelmed and they're stressed. And so maybe they get irritable with their family. They stop feeling like they can make it through the day. They don't feel like they have the mental alertness or the mental focus or literally the physical energy. But sometimes fatigue isn't just about, you know, I didn't get enough sleep last night. Although it is true that a lot of people don't take care of their physical body, and we are going to talk about that. You know, I'm not really touching too much on this and what I'm talking about today. And Ryan, I did warn you, I was going to be talking a lot, even for me. But, you know, over the last 3 years, I've lost 150 pounds.
Wow.
and have really changed, transformed my physical self. Mm-hmm. And, you know, a lot of my fatigue, you know, I was getting enough sleep, but I wasn't taking care of my physical body, not in a way that worked for me. Mm-hmm. And so the reality is that high performance definitely demands a lot of energy, and you're going to learn that. But a lot of people are not just physically fatigued. That's the other part of it, because, and it's not because they don't work out or because they don't have the right nourishment or they don't sleep, or maybe their kids are too loud, or in my case, maybe the cat's thrown up in the background. You know, a lot of people are really emotionally fatigued. And, yeah. and like I said, particularly right now, they're drained and there's so much stress for so long. And sometimes they don't have the momentum that they really wanted, mm-hmm. or maybe they have a lot of what they wanted, but it brought a lot more overwhelm, and they're juggling more than they thought they would. Mm-hmm. And they're fatigued, you know, and they don't know how to handle it. And that's just part of what we're, you know, what we're working to break through. Mm-hmm. And high performers have had to figure out how their psychology and their physiology can come together to help them deal with that issue. And we're going to talk about that today too, because another huge, debilitating, awful problem is frustration. Mm-hmm. You know, maybe you feel like you've been beating your head against the wall the last couple of months and you're not experiencing the momentum towards your goals that you deserve and that you desire, mm-hmm. That you're doing a lot of things, but they're not paying off, you know, not the way that you thought that they would. And it's making you question where you are. It's making you frustrated with other people around you. So it's hurting your relationships. And so we have to talk about fear and fatigue and frustration. And yeah. I do, I talk about that a lot as a certified high performance coach. I deal with these issues on a day-to-day basis with the people that I work with. It's my job. And it's actually why I'm doing this podcast for you, because, you know, going back to what I was saying before, I think that, you know, God put this burning passion for serving in my heart. And this is a way that I feel that I can do that. So,
So
I'm hoping to provide some insights to help the people on the podcast here, and maybe you, Ryan, as well, to deal with the problems and to get ahead, because you deserve it. Mm-hmm. And so I really want to affirm everybody again for listening, because I know that these are not positive things to talk about, and we'll get to positive things, but let's work through some of them and let's really discern what makes a difference in you moving ahead.
Yeah.
Got it?
Let's do it.
So, exactly how do the world's most successful people overcome that fear and fatigue and frustration, and then implement the right strategies and habits to dramatically advance their lives and careers? How do they do all that? You know, people say this to me a lot. It's like, how do you get everything done? It's not because I have more time in my day. I just have started developing habits that allow me to do more things in less time. And so that's one of the questions. How do they do all that? It's pretty straightforward. It's actually not that difficult. It's really about mastering what we call the high performance habits or high performance practices. And I'm going to do some really deep work into that with the podcast listeners today. So if you haven't gotten your journal or your notebook out, pause this for a minute, grab a pen and paper, dedicate yourself. I really want you to focus on what we're going to be talking about today, because today's podcast is really about walking away from this time, you know, feeling like you've made at least one breakthrough. Mm. And so really dedicate yourself to this, because maybe you've dealt with some of these issues that I talked about, and maybe, you know, what I said struck a chord with you today. Mm. So if that's the case, you're listening for a reason. There's a reason that you're here, and there's a reason that you're listening to this today. And I want you to trust in that. So now we're going to get to work. That's some of the preface. And I want you to know that any skepticism you have right now of either me or this process is totally okay. It's totally cool to question anything that I say, actually. I would love for you to ask, though, if this is true or important in your life right now. So if I share an idea with you, I want you to ask yourself, is it true based on what I know? And is it important in my life right now? And just kind of keep that in mind. And I also want you to ask yourself, what would happen if I really focused on this area, these six areas that we're going to be talking about? Even if you pick one, what would happen if I really focused on that area? We're really going to hone in on those that are proven by research to really move the needle and that really matter in your life. You know, this is the key, the things that I want you to hear that really matter. And so I want you to really explore each of these areas that we bring up, and also think beyond yourself. Ask yourself, how might improvement in these areas help me as well as my family, my team, my career, my mission, my overall life goals, because personal and professional development should be approached holistically. And Ryan, that's one of my new watchwords right now, is doing things holistically. And you and I both know a lot of people who succeeded at their career, who succeeded in their Amazon business, but it was at the cost of their marriage or their relationship with their kids or their health, or really their own true personal fulfillment and the path that they had chosen for themselves. And they did it because it was a job and they did okay at it, but they didn't feel alive. You know, it didn't really feed them. So we really want to think holistically about this. And I would really appreciate it if you'd stay open to maybe some new ways of getting ahead, because while your current thinking and your current behavior got you this far, what will get you to that next level is sometimes changing up that mindset, that word that we talked about, adding some new habits and approaching life in a new, courageous manner. Obviously, we've got some work to do to get there. So just follow the process. Trust me, trust the process, and let's see where we end up at the end of the podcast. So what do the world's highest performing, most successful, most fulfilled people do differently? Well, let's talk about what's not working. I know what they're not doing, and that is certainly not following the same old advice, because you've already heard some of this old advice. Just start your dream, work hard, be passionate, focus on your strengths, practice a lot, be grateful, stick to it. This is all good advice, right? I mean, it really is. It's not that it's bad advice, but sometimes what leads to initial success is not sufficient for long-term success. Because you know what? Most people, they already did start and they do work hard and they are passionate and they do care about what they're good at and they stick in that rut and they practice, but they don't win championships. They're grateful, but they might not be as abundant or wealthy as they want. They're stuck. They've stuck to it. And sometimes they stuck to it for years at the cost of their own dreams and their own real desires. And that's not that this is bad advice or that is good advice. It's really not about that. This advice gets a lot of people to level one success, and that's great. But you want more than that. You've already maybe tried many of those things. And I know a lot of people, myself included, who do work hard and they're passionate and they're broke. You know, I know a lot of people who know what their strengths are, but they're in a rut because they're doing something that maybe they were good at or they fell into, but they're not willing to challenge themselves to go really to the next level. You know, like I'm hoping that the people on this podcast are today. And I know a lot of people who truly are so fully, deeply grateful in life, but their family deserves and needs more. So sometimes this advice isn't sufficient. Again, it's not that it's bad, it's just not sufficient. And so you have to ask then, well, how do you reach the next level? And then beyond that, and how do you reach that next level of abundance and success without avoiding burnout and false obligations? Because that's, again, that's all part of that interconnectedness. And that's what I want to teach you today, because there's so many people fear going to that next level because they think, well, I can barely handle this one. Right. I'm going to burn out. Or I don't go to that next level because if I go to that next level, then I'm going to have to do all these other things. And I'm going to owe all these things to all these other people. But I want you to remember that fear stuff we talked about at the beginning. I want you to know there's a way for you to go to the next level of abundance and success and joy and health without freaking yourself out. Yeah. Without stressing yourself out or experiencing overwhelm, it can be done. And so I want to teach you today is based on one of the world's largest studies of high performance. I mean, this is a massive study. And what I want to talk to you about is the science of high performance. And I'm going to get into that. If you've heard about the study before, it was actually conducted by a guy named Brendon Burchard. And he's the CEO of High Performance Institute. He wrote a book called High Performance Habits. I would really encourage everybody to get that book if you haven't already. He's a three-time New York Times bestselling author. He's the CEO of the High Performance Institute. He's got 10 million fans on Facebook. For those of you that are looking about being an influencer, pay attention to that. 200 million video views of his personal and professional development programs. He's actually ranked one of the most influential leaders in personal growth by Oprah Winfrey Network. I mean, talk about somebody with influence. Success Magazine. He was interviewed by Forbes. He has done so much in the world of personal development. He's actually was named the leading high performance coach by Forbes. But the reason I share all of that, he's also the person who certified me on my own high performance work. That is the caliber of the information that I learned, and the caliber of even this small snippet that we're going to show you today, that you're going to get. And I want you to pay attention to that because it's important. But it was during a study conducted by the High Performance Institute that he really began to answer these questions. Why is it that some people succeed more quickly than others? Ryan, you and I talk about this. Mm-hmm. And they sustain that success over the long term. Mm-hmm. Of those who pull it off, why are some miserable and others happy on their journey? I'm sure you know some people who succeed, but they're not very nice people. And other people who are actually truly grateful for everything that they have in life. And what motivates people to reach for higher levels of success in the first place? You know, what's the trigger for that? What kinds of habits, training, and support help them continue and improve? And that's what began that study. And people were trying to figure this out in the psychology of what they call performance psychology. And so what they did is they went out and they conducted global surveys and structured one-on-one interviews, tons of people, massive amounts of data, data analytics, over a million high performance indicator assessment data points, and over 300,000 organizational employees in their partner, you know, organizational, they all participated in that study. And they combined all of that basically to take a look at over 100 different performance variables. And they asked, well, which performance variables help people to achieve long-term success the most? Mm-hmm. And of those 100 performance variables, they really looked at habits because they wanted to see, can we actually witness what makes someone successful? Mm-hmm. And out of those over 100 performance variables, they identified six habits, our topic for today, mm-hmm. that mattered the most to long-term success. And those are commonly called high performance habits. And this is why I'm a high performance coach. They found that in a person's personal life, they had to consistently seek clarity about who they are and what they wanted to achieve. They had to generate energy sufficient to succeed. We talked about that already. They had to raise necessity, which is a way of saying they had to make sure that they were constantly raising the bar of their own motivation. And they had to know their why and really go after it. It's not just enough to know it. You have to really go after it. And you have to make success necessary. These are one of these habits. You have to make success necessary. In their social lives, they were being very productive in their careers, their projects, and the fields that mattered most to them. And they did develop influence with other people around them. And finally, they had to demonstrate courage. Courage is the one that we have to dig deep for sometimes. So if you're somebody who thinks I have to succeed and compromise my health and my relationships, that's just not true. We can do all of these things and maintain those as well. High performance really feel like they're fully engaged at what they're doing. They have a lot of joy and they bring a lot of joy to what they're doing. They have confidence and all that really comes from giving their absolute best to the things that are most important in their life. And I know you know this. I mean, we all know this on some level. And when you feel like you're giving your absolute best, then I feel like, you know, you're engaged in the moment. You're having fun and you're confident in who you are. And that's the process that we really want to start for the people on the podcast today, is that feeling of engagement. So how do we get there? You know, we're going to talk about that. The findings are not what most people think. They found that high performance is not strongly correlated with age, gender, nationality, intelligence, personality, your strengths, mm-hmm. your creativity, empathy, your years of experience. I mean, how many excuses can we give ourselves, right? It's that list and longer. It doesn't mean that those things aren't important, and it doesn't mean that those things won't obviously affect people's lives, you know, affect their personality, affect their level of success, as they will. It just meant that these things weren't as strongly correlated with long-term success as other things are. And that's really important to know because it leads into how to get to high performance. Yeah. You know, how do we get there? When we start talking about that, some people say, you know, I'm not creative enough, or I'm not smart enough, or I don't have this strength, or I'm an introvert. How often do we hear that? An introvert versus extrovert. Or I've only been doing this for X years. Amazon sellers, we hear this. I've only been doing this for 3 months. Or I don't get paid enough, or I'm too old. And all these things end up not really being important when it comes to reaching the next level of success for you. What I mean is that all these things can actually be overcome, even if you identify them as maybe as a deficit or something that, you know, you're not particularly happy about in your life, because there's other things that lead to high performance, like those habits that we talked about. And often people think it's just about their strength. And so I want to cover that too, because it's not all about strengths. I mean, you can have all the strengths in the world, but without the right habits, you might not get anything done. And the good news is high performers don't report working on their strengths any more than other people do. It's not like they go out and spend all of their time on, you know, what are my strengths? The question they ask is less often, who am I and what am I good at? They least often ask that of themselves. And more often, what is required to be of service here? Mm. And how can I grow into that or lead others to deliver that service? We're going from internal thinking to external thinking. And this is important for you right now. And you might even write that down, actually, because your next level begins with saying, what am I already good at? Where am I from? How was I born? Okay, it's not going to start there. Your next level is not going to start there. Instead, the question that you want to ask yourself, what's required of me to serve at the next level? And how can I grow into that? And I know that's why you're listening to this podcast. Even if you didn't know that's why you're listening to this podcast, I think you can feel that in your heart and in your soul. Mm-hmm. And I really want to acknowledge you and celebrate you for listening. Because the question you're asking is, how can I grow into that next level of service? Mm-hmm. You're not just asking yourself, how can I do what I've been doing or what am I good at? The question is, what is necessary for you to succeed at the next level? That's why you're listening. So I appreciate that, and I really celebrate you for being here. So with all this research behind us, the questions remain. Well, so what? You know, you taught me all this stuff, so what? The real questions, once you know all that research, still revert to these types of questions. Hmm. How did high performers actually get that way? How did they develop those habits in the first place? And how do they keep growing and succeeding over the long term? And that's what I promised to share with you. And I want to share with you what these six pillars of high performance, of what they did, what they are and what they do, and how you can get there.
Awesome.
The answer of what high performers did is they sought breakthroughs, training, coaching, in six critical areas. And those are the high performance pillars that we talked about. The six high performance pillars, if we want to keep our title congruent. They had to master those six areas. So how do you get from where you are at to where you want to go? It's by mastering these pillars of high performance. And the number one is psychology, going back to that mindset. That's your mindset. That's your behavior. It's your thoughts, your feelings, your actions, and why you do those things. It's also about physiology. It's about making sure that you have the energy physically and are taking care of your physical body and health to be able to perform at your top levels. It's about being productive and mastering the area of productivity. This is one I had to pay a lot of attention to. It's about mastering the area of people, so that developing like the people skills that you need in order to get people to believe in you, to buy from you, to support you, to invest in you. And again, it's not just about business stuff. We're talking about family relationships as well. It's about mastering your purpose, understanding what really brings you alive and staying on track with that. And it's about showing up in full presence every single day as your best self. And that's a conscious effort. It's something that you have to step into. It's not what you are. It's what you do. Does that make sense? So I want to dive into each of these things to kind of give you a taste of what high performers are asking themselves, what they're working on, so that you can get your breakthrough. And it's important that you do that. You get your breakthrough, and let's see where you are at right now and how fast you can dramatically improve, hopefully in this podcast area. or YouTube, since it's out there too. And the first area I like to talk about is psychology. So are you prepared? Now come the questions. And I'm going to go through these relatively fast because, again, I want to be mindful of time. Ryan knows that I always talk too long, and so hopefully he was prepared for that, and that's fine. But again, you can come back and you can go back to these questions. It's really super important that you don't go through this quickly. Okay, I'm going to go through it quickly, but I want you to come back and revisit this and really spend some time and being very mindful and thoughtful about your answers, because that's where your breakthrough is going to happen.
Yeah, and guys, real quick, I'll interject you. By the way, yep. This is all on streamsofincomeradio.com.
Oh,
and
sorry.
In that is a playlist, and you can download the transcript of this episode and actually read through those questions if that's easier. So streamsofincomeradio.com. This is episode 75. So any links she mentions, she just mentioned Brendan's High Performance Habits book. The link will be there. But also remember, you can get the transcripts of this. And on that same site, you can fast forward, you can rewind, you can even slow it down if you need to. So,
yes, because I talk fast too.
All good.
I talk long and I talk fast. So, all right, great. Actually, that's good to know. So, and we're going to start with the area of psychology. So the first question that you want to ask yourselves, am I living my truth? Am I living my truth? Do my thoughts serve me? Do I feel the confidence and the joy I want at this stage in my life? These are some great questions for examining your own psychology. Are you living your truth? Because ultimately, if you're not living your truth, then probably your thoughts are getting in your way. If you're not living your truth, then probably you don't have the confidence that you deserve. If you're not living your truth, then you probably don't feel joyful about your life at this stage of your life anyway.
Real quickly, what do you mean by living my truth?
The things that you want,
mm-hmm.
that you say that you want, that you say that you are, mm. are you actually doing it?
Mm. Okay.
I want you to think about that for a minute too, actually. Are you living at your highest and best self? If not, is it true that maybe some of your thoughts, your feelings, your interpretations about life can be standing in the way of that? Isn't it true that sometimes our own negative thinking, or as we talked about at the very top of this podcast, our own fears prevent us from living our best lives? Well, that's something to pay attention to, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
We do talk a lot about psychology, and Ryan, like, you know, I'm a huge mindset person, but we talk a lot about psychology and coaching specifically. It's one of the things that I work on people when we do full sessions. We just dive deep into how they're thinking and where their mindset is. Mm-hmm. And one of the things I really like to have people do is identify, you know, what three words really define who they are as a person, and raising the question, am I living those words congruently? Going back to your question of before,
mm-hmm.
meaning if you had a few moments right now, what three words could describe your ideal self? Okay. I'll share my three words.
Your ideal self, meaning the self that you'd like to be.
The person that you want to be.
Yep.
My three words start with life-changing leader,
mm.
happy and loving, role model. I have those. I actually have those on my phone as a reminder 3 times a day to come up. So when you think of your words, am I living those words congruently? So if you had a few minutes right now, again, write down those words and then have the courage to ask yourself, are you living that? So if you define yourself as a courageous person, are you really being courageous? If you say you're loving, are you really being loving? If you say you're bold, are you really being bold?
Good stuff. Sometimes I know this is all your content, but just to interject real quick, something that helps me is, what would my ideal person, or sometimes I'll think about somebody who's successful in an area where I don't feel like maybe I need to go higher in, what would this person do in this situation? Or maybe it's better to say, and you can tell me what's better or not, but like, you know, if I, what would the in shape buff Ryan do with this cupcake? You know, he'd probably say, you know what, let's not eat that because it's not, or he might say it's okay to have one, but don't have 25.
There was a really big distinction in that question that you just asked too, Ryan, because first it's like, what would someone else do? But the second part of it is the one that's important.
Okay.
Is what would I do? My best self. Mm-hmm. What would my best self do? What would be the choice that my best self would make? Mm-hmm. And that's a big distinction, because we're going to be motivated more by what we see ourselves doing mm-hmm. than what we see other people do.
Good point. Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yep. It's good.
However you describe your ideal self, you just have to ask yourself, are you being that? Mm-hmm. But also one thing I really love to work with all of my clients on actually is helping them envision their future self. And that's what we talked about, their future ideals, you know, their values, their future values, their future life, and how they can start moving towards those thoughts and those behaviors and those feelings to get them moving in that direction. And that means having a purpose and a direction to aim your psychology towards in the first place. And I really do love working with clients on that. And again, so much of what we do, we teach what we need to work on for ourselves, right? And so this is true. Yeah. And then the next area is physiology. And here's a question on that. Do I feel an extraordinary level of physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual energy? Like the kind of physiological power that I need to get things done. So let's break that down. How's your physical energy? On a scale of 1 to 10 over the last 6 months, have you had the physical energy that you needed to succeed? How about your mental energy? Because obviously your mental energy is being impacted by your physical energy. Your physiology is being impacted by your emotions. And your emotions are also impacting your physiology. And how about that in your soul, your soul level? Do you have the vibrancy and that pop that life deserves? And do you feel that in your whole body and your heart? Well, some of those questions can help us really drill down and identify areas that we need to work on. Okay. Are you sleeping as you should? How many of us do or don't do that? Anybody with small kids knows better than that. But, you know, are you doing the best you can? You know, are you eating and getting the right nutrition and nourishment? You know, these are the obvious physiological things. Are you exercising and staying disciplined in that area? You know, New Year's resolutions. A lot of us are probably doing it more now, but think of over the last 6 months. Was that what you were doing? Are you moving your body in ways that generate the emotions and the power that you desire in life? Are you just kind of going through the motions? You know, how many of us do that? A little bit physically, you're tired all the time. A lot of the coaching that I do is really helping people stay a lot more disciplined in this area. I talked about my journey over the last 3 years, but also helping them gain new insights about how they can take better care of their body so they feel better both emotionally and physically and mentally. It's a big part of coaching, and you know it. Because I bet a lot of times you get some big goals in your health, especially right now, but you haven't met them. And that's sometimes one of the greatest reasons to have a coach, actually, is just to have somebody keep sort of invested in you and wants to see you stay disciplined, see you succeed. Right. But next we want to talk on productivity. Yep. Are you doing your life's work or just busy work? That's a hard one. Think on that one a minute. Your life's work or just busy work? Think Facebook scrolling people. Your life's work or your busy work? I work with a lot of people who are really trying to work hard, but sometimes they're working hard at the wrong things. They've never really been clear on how to evaluate the right opportunity for themselves or their family at this stage in their life. So yeah, they're good at tasks or checklists or to-do lists, but maybe they're not on the right path. Yeah. And that brings another question. What would it take for you to 3x your productivity each week based on where you are right now? Because maybe you are on the path and maybe you are going in the right direction, but sometimes you find yourself distracted or lost or unfocused or unmotivated, and it's affecting your productivity. So as a coach, we work through that, you know, we want to, and actually, again, going back, just go through these questions, work through that. And then I really want to help you to identify what major projects you should achieve in the next 90 days. How do you achieve those projects with absolute excellence so you can move forward at full pace, at full speed, at your full capabilities? And ask yourself, where am I? Where am I going? Let's work on that area. Let's get your breakthrough here so you can speed up. That's what I do as a high performance coach. And I hope that you'll ask yourself that question for today. If this is your one breakthrough for today, what major projects should I work on in the next 90 days? Do you know what they are? Are you staying focused on them? Are you being as proactive as you could be to get there? Okay, write that down. Another good area that high performers measure themselves on is the area of people, and specifically people skills. They ask, have I developed the people skills needed to serve and lead at the next level? We all have to develop ourselves, you know, so that we can interact with others better. I bet there's people in your life that you really care about who would love you to maybe have a little more patience, or maybe listen a little bit better, or understand, or how to validate each other. You know, maybe your business requires you to persuade people or to sell or to influence people. So measure yourself there too. Are you doing well in that category? And maybe another question you could ask yourself is, can I influence and persuade people at the levels I need to in order to have people believe in me or buy from me or follow me or invest in me and support me? Because sometimes you just need new conversational strategies. Sometimes you need to have new ways to approach someone who has been maybe resistant. Sometimes you just need new strategies and tactics of what to say, when to say it. Oh, my husband and I can go on this one. How to go into a persuasion situation and how to do it well. And then how to follow up with that effectively. One of our favorite conversations, my husband and I are, it's not what you said, it's how you said it. Mm. You know, how many of us have heard that? And how would you maintain that congruence then with what your follow-up is? Mm. All the struggles that we experience around our people skills indicate that you just need someone to talk that through with, mm-hmm. to figure out what those skill sets are. And, you know, that can be me or it can be somebody else. It doesn't really matter, but focus on it. You need to work on it. One of the questions I like to ask my clients are you the role model that your family needs you to be? This is another hard one, guys. Mm-hmm. You know, it's an easy question. It's a hard answer. I mean, if you really think about it, are you the role model that your family needs you to be? When you think about your family or your loved ones or the people who count on you, are you being the role model that they really need? And what would that mean? And how would you maintain that congruence? How would you stay on your path, but still be a great servant? Sometimes it's necessary to talk through that. And, you know, and I'm always happy to do that. You know, Ryan, I'm always happy to talk with people about stuff like mm-hmm. that. This is my jam there. Mm-hmm. And we want to talk about presence. We're going to jump into presence. This is an important one. It's a simple set of questions that include, am I fully engaged in life? Mm. Am I really showing up today with full presence, power, vitality, energy, and engaging what's in front of me, including my challenges, my difficulties, my obstacles? Identify what you're avoiding. Have you been avoiding having a tough conversation with your spouse or with the team or with the kids or maybe with the greater marketplace? And why is that? Are you clear about those fears and those frustrations? And how do you know how to overcome them? What about who needs you on your A game? This is something I write down every morning. Who needs me on my A game today? Sometimes it's me. Sometimes it's somebody else. And when it's me, it's about how I need to be on my A game so that I can serve other people better. Sometimes we can really go through the motions in our life because we're happy with who we are and we're good where we're at. But sometimes we decide to show up as our absolute best, our highest performing self. When we've got somebody else to serve, when the kids need us, when the spouse is relying on us, when our back is against the wall and we need to show up for them day after day, mm-hmm. reconnecting with that so that you can show up as your best self. Mm-hmm. That's really everything. It honestly is.
Yeah.
So what would you feel like if you were more in the now, like in the present? I talk about this with my grandkids, that the beauty of being a grandma is I understand what it means to be present now in a way that I didn't when I was a mom, even though I thought I did.
Yeah.
So many people are trapped in their old stories of their past, and they're so obsessed with tomorrow and the future mm-hmm. that they're just not happy today. Mm. They're not engaged today. They don't feel the level of a positive emotional energy that they deserve today. Mm-hmm. They're going through the motions, but they kind of checked out. They don't feel their highest level of presence. They know they should be grateful, but it's not really sown deep. Mm-hmm. They know they should pay attention and smell the flowers, but the truth is they haven't felt life in a really, really long time. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of great ways to manage your psychology, your physiology, your productivity, your people skills, mm-hmm. so you're more consistently showing up. Mm-hmm. And all of these things really do play together, and they really come together with your purpose. Mm-hmm. How do you stay on your unique path despite all the distractions, despite all the fears, despite the frustrations, despite the times you're tired? How do you stay on purpose that you feel like you're inviting, living purposefully with your real intention, right? And we talked about this, what I feel like my real intention is. Mm-hmm. That takes a lot of work. High performers ask that all the time. That's one of their biggest secrets. They're mastering their psychology, their physiology, their productivity, their people skills, their presence, and their purpose. Mm-hmm. They're asking questions like, how do I know what that path really is for me? Mm-hmm. They're having a deep, deep dive conversations with influencers, you know, coaches, the people around them, their church, to help them identify if they're really heading in the right direction. And they're clear on when they should quit something versus stick with it, because they've mastered that ability to align with their purpose. So if you're in a place where you're saying to yourself, I don't know if I should quit. I don't know if I should start this. I don't know if I should do that. You know, maybe you need a coach. Maybe you need a counselor. Maybe you need a pastor. Maybe you need a friend. You need to talk with somebody who can guide you through connecting your purpose with how you think, with how you approach your day, with how you interact with other people, with how you show up. That's one of my actually favorite things to do as a high performance coach, because I want to help you figure out what makes you feel fully alive so that you can truly give, like give in the way that you want to give, not the act of giving because you feel obligated to do it, but having a purposeful and generous soul that allows you to give with full power because you're aligned with what is true for you, that you're living your highest and your best self, that you're on purpose for who you are and where you want to go. And sometimes you just need somebody keeping you accountable to that, or helping you clarify that, or staying with that. You know, I'd love to be that person, but find somebody. Find somebody that can get you there. So you can talk about a game plan. We can talk about how I might be able to serve you in those areas and what you might be able to do next. First, I bet you can see that these areas are really, really important. You know, maybe coming into this, you're thinking six things, six pillars, what are they? And are they super, you know, are they really that important? And I hope that you can see that they are. I mean, how important are these six areas of your life that we just covered? Can, you know, how do you feel about that now? Mm-hmm. They're everything. They really are. You know, it's really their core pieces. And the reason that people become the most successful people in the world is because they not only focus on those areas, but they do the diligent work. They invest in themselves. They ask the tough questions. They have conversations with a third party so that they can think them through. Talk it out, figure it out, get challenged, be held accountable. And if you can do that, you're on the path. So the last question I have for you, what's your next step in improving? Mm-hmm. And my hope is that this podcast really added value to you. I'd love to have the opportunity to develop a game plan for any of you. If you're interested in learning about, you know, high performance coaching, I have a free strategy questionnaire that you can fill out. If you're interested in working through some of those areas in your life, just actually filling that out will bring you breakthrough. Even if you don't do any coaching or anything beyond that, filling out the questionnaire is enough to give you breakthrough. Ryan and I also talked about offering a group coaching opportunity that are specific to his podcast members. And I you know, I'll have that available for you. That'll be in the link in the show notes. But like I said, honestly, just filling out the questionnaire is going to make you think about some really amazing things in your life. And I truly appreciate all of you and your real desire to transform your life. And I hope that what you heard today, just by itself, even without anything beyond that, is going to make a positive change for you in your life and what you have to offer and to share. So I talked a long time, shocking, no surprise there. But I hope, Ryan, that you feel like, you know, this gave people value, that they.
Absolutely. Yeah, guys, go back over those questions and answer them, and then it'll help you figure out what you need to do next and just create that, get in the high performance mode. And habits is so huge. People talk, a lot of people I listen to about goals. It comes down to your daily habits. Yeah. You can have the goal of losing 150 pounds like you did, but if you didn't, you don't come down to making that decision of choosing the cupcake versus the protein.
You're hungry, aren't you, Ryan?
No, I'm
not. Keep really on not going right back now. To that I'm cupcake.
Thinking an example.
But talk about that.
Yeah, you see, it comes down to those habits, and you know, you got to consistently do them. So the good stuff. Guys, yeah, I encourage you to take advantage of either the get on a call with her, get coaching, or the group coaching that we're going to have an opportunity. We'll have a link in the show notes, streamsofincomeradio.com. It's episode 75. So, Christian, anything else you want to leave us with?
No, just I'll say you probably get tired of hearing this, but I am so honored to be able to call you friend. You are such a blessing to me in my life. And I am so grateful that we've gotten to this place where I can call you friend. I just love that. And I love your heart, and I love your goal of serving and helping people. And it just, I really appreciate you, and I really appreciate all that you do.
That means a lot. Thank you so much. Guys, with that, I guess we'll leave it. I encourage you to go further with this, and this will help you succeed. So, Christy, thank you so much. Sure. Appreciate it. All right. See you guys on the next episode.
You've been listening to Streams of Income with self-help author Ryan Rieger. From right here in the Dallas Metroplex, Ryan teaches several entrepreneurial courses and group coaching programs to students all over the world. Be sure to listen next week at the same time for Streams of Income with Ryan Rieger.